Hi Gratitude Seeker, today let's start our journey with January of 2018. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. As I promised, we will take each month of this year and find at least three things that we are grateful for, three experiences that we had, three memories that bring gratitude in our heart. And for you to get some inspiration, I will start by sharing the things that I am grateful for when it comes to the month of January. To do this, as I shared a few episodes ago, a really easy way is to look at photos. And the easiest way to know when the photos were made is by looking at the photos folder on your mobile device, whether that's an iPhone or an Android or a combination of the two, like I have. I have an iPhone and I back up my photos in Google Photos. So when I want to see a particular month of this year, I just search for January 2018 and I get all of the photos that I made in January 2018. And the first thing that I recommend is to look at the photos there and take your time a bit and remember how you felt, where you were, with whom you were there, and also how much you changed, hopefully in a positive way. So the first experience that I'm grateful for in 2018 was my birthday. It's the first time when I celebrated it with all of my closest friends. And I'm really grateful for the fact that I really felt like doing it, like it wasn't something forced or anything, because I'm usually more comfortable with just a few people around. It was really awesome seeing everyone around the table, and I felt very fortunate because my friends lended me their office to do this, and they have an office with an amazing view, and I was able to offer all of my friends a beautiful experience. The second experience that I'm grateful for is the fact that my folks made an effort, and on the 14th, the exact day of my birthday, they were here and we celebrated by going out at my favorite vegetarian restaurant, even though my dad isn't particularly a fan of vegetarian food. And it was really beautiful that we were all together, my parents, my brother, and my girlfriend, and it really gave me a beautiful feeling of family and belonging. And the third experience that I'm really grateful for is the fact that I got to meet JP Sears and Leo Babauta. I've admired Leo Babauta from Zen Habits for a while, and also meeting and interviewing JP Sears was an amazing experience. He's so much fun and he has so much depth, so much wisdom, and I still think after more than 100 episodes that it's one of the best episodes that you can find on the Gratitude Podcast. In case you wonder, it's episode 74, and it's called Appreciating Our Weirdness and Expanding Beyond Our Limits with Gratitude. You can also find the interview that I did with Leo Babauta. It's the interview number 73, Creating Positive Habits to Reach Our Goals for This Year. So these are the reasons why I'm grateful for January of 2018. What are yours? I invite you to look in your photos and see what beautiful things you've experienced and what memories come to mind, and also what beautiful feelings you feel when you see them. And from all of them, pick three, your favorite memories, your favorite experiences. What was great about January 2018? Also, I invite you to write it down. Get a piece of paper or write them in your notebook, because at the end of the 12 months, you will have an overview, and having a positive perspective, a positive overview of your year is so powerful. This is what will make 2018 even better than 2018 was. So find the three and write them down. We'll take a look at them at the end of these 12 episodes. Oh, and by the way, it's not a must to write them down. You can write them on your phone, in the Gratitude 365 app that I recommend from Justin, or on your computer, wherever it's easier for you, because the important thing is to write them down and to have an overview and a beautiful perspective on your year. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. This has been Giorgio and Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.